Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Transformational Tuesdays, where everyday choices can transform your life. I'm your host, Mary Brotherton, and I'm here with intuitive healer, Elisa Nicole. Call 516-418-5651 at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time with your questions and let Elisa guide you into transformation. We'll take your calls for the next 30 minutes at 516-418-5651. So sit back and prepare yourself for the real deal. Well, we're here with Elisa, and I know Elisa has a message for us about the eclipse before we start actually taking calls, right?
Hello. Hello, I
Hi,
do.
Elisa.
So, how are you? We're coming into a Gemini solar eclipse, and that's, I believe, June 10th. But it's all good, because what's happening is there's a lot of magical new beginnings, and we are to learn how to surrender and not have an expectation of any outcome and allow ourselves to be guided very organically and universally and trust the process. So we're coming into this amazing time of magic, and it's going to be a new beginning era of reinventing ourselves and just this newness and beautiful light, still like fulfilling the earth. It feels really good, but we have to go through the purge and the release first. And the more that we connect to the surrender of the soul, the more we will receive the benefits and the magic of what is placed here for all of us to endure on the journey. So it's a magical time, and it's about teaching people to not have the expectation. It's to go with the flow kind of a feel and trust it, but it's hard to do that. I've been practicing all year. It's hard to do that.
I've been practicing all my life,
I
think.
When we do it, magic happens and the unexpected shows up, and it's blessings. So that's where we're sitting right now. So we can take our first caller.
Okay, it's going to be Soroya from Connecticut. She gave a very generous donation to BeUnique.org. Thank you for the donation, Soroya.
Okay.
Oh, thank you for accepting
Hello,
my call today.
Oh,
good
you're very welcome.
Oh, good morning,
well,
the first
message I'm receiving from Spirit is you need direction and guidance where you're supposed to be going. And there's a lot of choices that are in your path right now and uncertainty. And I'm feeling like you second-guess stuff. You question what's presenting itself in front of you because it's different than what you've ever had before and you don't know which path to take. Does that make sense to you?
Very much correct.
So I'm seeing that, okay, your heart knows the answer, but your brain is struggling to receive it because you want to control it so you're perfectly where you're supposed to be. To release and surrender and trust the process, because there's an opportunity that showed up that feels like it's too good to be true. It's not exactly what you think, but it's exactly what you know. Do you understand that?
I'm processing.
You're going to have more clarity, I heard, by the month of July, okay, which is very soon.
My
birth
month.
Clarity.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry?
That's my birth month.
Okay, you're going to have more clarity, you know, and you're releasing a lot of your old patterns and behaviors, and a lot of times you know when you're vulnerable and you just don't understand, like you're just like, oh my gosh, I'm doing this just on a leap of faith. That's pretty much
exactly
where you're going to be jumping into, a leap of faith. So step into trusting that where you're being shown, that it's all for your highest good. Because ahead I see a lot of unforeseen miracles and gifts coming your way. But this is your lesson to trust. This is your lesson to go with it. And even though you don't really understand or know the outcome, it's going to all appear in a magical way. It's almost like, well, when you walk this path a mile and you're going to seek something in the treasure, a treasure will be waiting for you. And you're like, oh, my gosh, I never expected this to be here. And then it says go right or go left. You're following this magical path where you're going to receive abundance, but I see abundance in such a fulfilling way in all measures, financially, emotionally, mentally, spiritually. It's what you've always been wanting to do or dreaming to do, but you never thought it to be possible. And it's about trusting. I see that with you. There's hesitation around your energy and setbacks and a lot of disappointments that have happened. And I keep hearing the word recently. So I feel like there's this, you know, I'm trusting, but then I get this disappointment. And it's because when the door shuts on those areas, it's God's way of saying that's not the correct way. Okay?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Because you've done this, this is scary for me, you've done this before where you trusted it and then it turned out to go nowhere, or it turned out to be shutting the door in your face and you were disappointed. But, you know, when we have a heart-driven guidance, it is trusting that the heart knows more than the mind. And that's where we're all stepping into this fifth-dimensional energy of learning to trust in our heart, learning to let ourselves lead the way and not be guided by outside interference or opinions of others, and listen to the self of the soul. Because when you ask people what they think, they're going to put that doubt in your head. And the doubt creates obstacles, and the doubt creates setbacks. And then you start to rethink everything, and then it just goes away, like the opportunity just fades away. And you're like, oh, my gosh, if I had gone that way, I should have listened to my gut. I should have listened to my soul. So this is where I'm seeing that you are to just trust it and go with it, because you know and have a very strong knowing in your soul, very intuitive, very connected, but your mind has always been your worst enemy, which it's pretty much for all of us, our worst enemy, because it puts that doubt and the directional change that this can't be true. This is too good to be true. So it's about trusting what you know. You know, when you ask for a path in life, because that's how you choose to live it, and it shows up, but it feels like it's not mainstream. It's not the normal that we've always done. It becomes a very vulnerable space because you're just leaping into it. And how am I going to get paid? How is this going to work out? How am I going to be able to execute what I've always wanted to do from my heart without having to worry about not having enough? And you're stepping into this vulnerable space. But what I'm going to just tell you a little secret, and this is true. When you listen to your heart and you go out there, miracles happen. Abundance is always fulfilling the soul. Miracles happen that way, because when you do what you love, the passion and that energy frequency attracts abundance. Abundance is not just money. It's every way. It's fulfillment of the soul. And you will receive all of that. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so faith. Listen to yourself. You already know. And you're questioning. When you start questioning, you're going to put doubt and you're going to put roadblocks. Just remember that, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
What is the worst that can happen? What's the worst that can happen? The worst that can happen is, okay, you take a different path. But until you jump into your passion and your love for the soul of yourself, you will never know the magic. You will never know because you will stay stuck in the patterns of the past. And
yes.
That has never taken you anywhere. You've always received something, but never fulfillment.
Never fulfillment.
You're just existing. And that's what pretty much humans have been taught to do and not listen to their passion of the soul. When people start to awaken and step into the passion of the soul and they really live that way, entire planet will be the most instrumental platform to ever have been standing on. And so amazing when we all see each other in the best version of ourselves. That is the gift that we came here to be. And when people really learn who they are in the truth, magic will happen everywhere. And we're all connected that way. We've just been held in a box. So step into the faith, trust your heart, go with it, because you can always go back to the box. And that's not going to work anymore. Okay? That's the emotional struggle. Okay?
Very true. Yes, ma'am.
Does that help? All right, my dear. Well, you have a beautiful day.
Much. You too. Thank you.
Okay? Go out
Soraya,
there and shine your light.
Did you have a question for Elisa?
It was more so on my health. Because I am pregnant, and yesterday the doctor told me that I have hypertension and diabetes, and that was the question that she said, because for me, I'm being like, I'm not taking none of those medicines that they said that I should take, more than I know where the stress is coming from, because recently I've been going through a lot. And
you know, I'm hearing dietary changes.
Yeah.
Altering your dietary changes is going to make a huge difference when you get away from the packaged and the processed and go more natural and chemical free. You're going to see a world of change within you. So
okay.
It's
Thank
about
you.
Taking the responsibility of the self, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you for calling in, Soraya.
Thank you, ladies, for the guidance. Mm-hmm.
And thank you for your donation.
Mm-hmm. No worries.
All right.
Have
Thank
a beautiful
you.
Day.
Bye-bye.
You too. God bless. Mm-hmm.
Our next caller is going to be Sharon from New York, as soon as I can click the button to get to her.
Hi.
Hi, Sharon.
Hello, Sharon.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I'm just hoping to see what Spirit says. Any messages for me? Got a lot of changes in my life now.
Yes, and you have a lot of choices in your life now, and you are all over the place, my dear. So I'm seeing that you have all these ideas, but you're so distracted in every area instead of being kind of like centered and focused on bringing all of it together. It's like you're all over the map, and it's like doing 100 different things at once, but not mastering it yet. And I just see that once you start mastering one direction, you can pull all of those others into that one direction. But you're all over the place. You get that?
Yeah, my health has been really bad, and that's hindering me. So I keep trying to figure out what can I do, this or that, or... And I haven't lived out here very long, and I have all my personal things are in another state, and I don't know how I'm going to get it here, or if I can, and that's causing me a lot of stress. And also, you know, living where I'm living.
I feel like you're just all over in every direction. So, you know, there's a reflection that needs to be done with you to see if you're going in the right direction, because I almost feel like things have been done without thinking it through or processing it through. And I just feel like you're all over the place right now, and there needs to be some sort of direction of centering yourself, focusing on what it is you truly want to achieve, and then all of the others will pull together. So I don't even know if like where you're at right now is where you really want to be. It's kind of like you went there maybe thinking it was going to be a certain way and it's not. And now you're like, well, what do I do? Because I just see you having so many decisions to make and to pull it all together into one direction. But you're not, it's about reflecting and it will come to you. Your health,
yeah.
I'm not really a health intuitive to see or even to give medical advice, but I feel like the stress that's in your life and the sadness that you had before and all the uncertainty has really done a number on you, like emotionally, and it's affecting you physically as well. So there's more grounding that needs to be done, more centering of the self that needs to be done. And when you start to really work on you as a human, like work on you and really know your truth, instead of like running from things or relocating somewhere without really thinking it through, you're going to have a better knowing of where you really want to be. So I feel like you're just searching for internal answers that you will receive when you quiet yourself and center. It's like you're just all over the place right now, and it's about coming back to where you can really reflect on your knowing, like maybe write things down. What is it that you, what really matters to you in this lifetime? What are your true desires, your gifts, your thought process of where you want to be? And instead of doing it for others or running from yourself, it's about coming back to really what you know to be your truth and stepping into the freedom of the soul. Because I feel like you feel trapped in a way, like you don't know where you want to be, but you're all over the place.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's definitely true.
And it's about time that you start living for you and not worrying about what everybody else thinks and searching to be happy. Because the happiness is going through the layers down to the truth of who you were born to be. And that is something that, you know, I offer as a guidance. If you want to have my guidance or you want to seek somebody to help you there or whatever you choose, but it's about knowing the truth of who you are and not searching for the answers outside of yourself, because that's what we were taught to do, was to ask people their opinions, what they think, mm-hmm. how we should live, who we should be with, what we should do with our life. And all of those answers are inside of you. The more that you center, the more that you connect to yourself, the more clarity you will receive. And that's actually what I see you needing at this time. The health and everything else that is created from the emotional and mental imbalances of the spirit, physical issues. And so when we start to heal inside out, that's when our everything else starts to align in a more healthier manner. Okay?
Yeah. It's very, I guess my question would be, is there going to be a lightening up of the obstacles? Because it's like all of my assets, everything that I worked for my whole life has all been taken away. And then you add the physical problems where I don't have the endurance or the ability to do what I used to be able to do. So I am stuck, you know, and I'm frustrated and I'm angry.
It's about simplifying to what really matters to you. You know, we get attached to things. We get attached to the money. We get attached to the outcome. But when we really connect to the spirit of the soul and natural beauty around us, and we have this peace in our heart, it doesn't matter where you are or what you choose to live in or where you want to go, because when you're fulfilled within yourself, everything just shows up. So Even opportunities, because I feel like you're so focused on the loss that when you turn to the other, you know, path, you will be so gifted with what it is to receive. But until you release and the stuff that, okay, when you're in that anger and that lower frequency, that's the energy that you're pulling towards you, and that brings a lot of obstacles because you're pushing against what was and what is not anymore. It's about releasing, surrendering, saying, you know what? All that was removed from my life for me to see something a little more clear of what is it that really matters. Because even through the struggles, you've always come out on the other end shining, but sometimes the struggles are personal struggles of layers that you haven't dealt with from the past, and they still keep surfacing. And until you learn those lessons and we surrender and say, you know what, it's out of my control. I'm here to just understand this lesson and be grateful for what I have right now, because it's not about the things. It's about you feeling centered and in control with yourself in a place of happiness. And you really have not received that for a lot of your journey. I see a lot of unhappiness for a long time. Do you understand?
I feel like when you release,
everything's going to start to get better. Like it's just going to start to fill up and get better. I just feel you receiving the sunshine through faith. If you're meant to have all those, you know, attachments, then you will receive all the attachments when the time is right. But right now, I just don't feel like you're where you want to be. I feel like you went there searching, but it's not the place where you truly want to plant your feet and grow. It's kind of like a place to, kind of like you're in the middle ground in the holding pattern right now, trying to figure it all out. And once you do, you're going to be guided to where you are to be. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you for calling, Sharon. We've got 5 more callers and about 5 minutes. So I'm going to move over to Mandy in New Jersey real quick. Thank you. Hi, Mandy.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I just have a general question, just whatever you pick up for me in the next couple of months.
Okay. Well, the first word that came to me was movement. And you've had so many ideas that you're processing through, and I feel like there's going to be a lot of movement in your life. You're just trying to figure out which way to go with it, like who to get in front of, where to go, what to be. I just feel like there's this movement, though. You're so excited about something that you want to bring to people or you want to share with people, and I just see this movement for you over the next couple months. I feel like you're going to be surrounded by a lot of newness, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like a rebirth and a reset. I don't know if you're physically moving or you're moving into a place where you're going to be around a lot of new people and you're going to be able to offer a service or something that you have that you're really excited to bring to people. But I feel like whichever way it goes, your energy just brings a lot of excitement and happiness. And I feel that you enjoy a lot of people around you to, you know, be in celebration and just be in a positive space, and you're just ready. You've been ready for this. It just has been, you know, it's like your time, okay?
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
All right. Thank you for calling, Mandy.
I see with people. All right, Mandy, I hope I helped you.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, I'm going to move over to Lisa from Arizona. I hate to rush everybody, but we are running out of time. I want to get to everybody if we can.
There's
Hi, Lisa.
So much going on. You've got...
Hello?
Lisa,
Hi.
Are you there?
Yeah. Hello, thank you for taking my call.
All right. Have you got something else going on in the background?
No, ma'am. Let me turn that off. That was the radio. Okay. Sorry. It was really low. So. I have a question. Am I going to be able to get back to my previous job or the transferring me to the same job, different location, please?
I feel like you're going to a different place. Are you there?
Yeah, I have to go to a different place.
I feel like when you were asking me the question if you're going back to your previous job, I heard the word no.
Okay.
I feel like there's been a lot of corporate changes for a lot of things in that space, that everything's kind of changed around now for everybody, not just you.
Oh, wow. Okay, thank God. Well, I don't feel too bad no more. It's been in my heart. Do I go back to my job in a location? Please.
I feel like you're going to have a choice whether to be at home or go to a place, a new office space. But I feel like something's shifting within that company. But I don't feel it's bad. I actually feel it's good. I see it more of an expansion. So I don't know if they're hiring on more people or what, but I feel like they're I don't know if they're just changing things around. I see things being changed around different, but I don't feel it's a bad thing. I feel it's a good thing. Okay? So just go with it. Go with it. Take a look at it, what they're going to – I feel like it's really good for you. Okay?
Okay.
It's just that everybody has been kind of like discombobulated because everything shifted, and then they had to make corporate changes, but it's good changes. It's more of a solid foundation, more of a good direction. Okay?
Wow.
Thank you for calling, Lisa. We just have time
to
our last – all right, thank you. And who just called in here from area code 443? Suzanne, where are you calling from?
Baltimore.
Thank you for calling.
Hey. You're welcome. I just want to see if there's any guidance and messages. Hi.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Getting your energy. I'm good. I just feel a lot of laughter around you.
A lot of laughter. Oh, yeah, there always is.
That's good.
Okay, well, I just feel like a lot of laughter, and I feel like you're just a breath of fresh air for people. And, you know, the isolation has kind of taken a toll on you because you love to be, like, you know, in the spotlight and with people and having a fun time. And I feel like, you know, get ready. You're like the horse at the races, ready to come out of the cage and just run and do whatever you want to have fun. Like, I just see you having a lot of fun the next couple months. I see a lot of good, a lot of happiness, a lot of getting back to what, you know, you remember life to be. And you feel like, you know, you have a breath of fresh air around you. So I see a lot of good, a lot of laughter. You're just a bright light.
Thank you.
So, yeah, breath of fresh air. That's what I'm being told. So just go, you know, you're the positive source in people's lives. You give them hope. And even when you're hopeless, you're the one who always speaks the positive to people. You get that?
Yes, I do.
So just keep being a bright light in this world, you know. It's where we exist is where we focus. So when we focus on the positive, we'll stay in that space. Even through all the chaos and everything around us, you heighten above all that. You're really good about that, staying above the storm. And, you know, teach that to people. Navigate. Show them. Like, you know, you can choose to be miserable and scared and whatever. You could choose to have faith and go out there and enjoy your life and laugh and have fun. And you're one of those people that really touches people in a deep way. So
we are about
their job,
to be shut
right?
off.
I just got goosebumps.
All right,
Suzanne,
have a good day.
Thank you all for calling. I hate to cut it off, but we have another show coming on right after this, and they are going to shut us down. But thank everybody for calling, especially Soroya. Thank you for your donation. BeUnique.org appreciates it. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Transformational Tuesday with intuitive healer, Elisa Nicole. Every Tuesday, Elisa gives mini readings to callers at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Visit BeUnique.org to learn about all our episodes and podcasts. That's BeUnique.org. If you want to schedule a one-on-one visit with Elisa, text or call her. 407-432-7088. Again, that's 407-432-7088.